Feast of All Saints of the Order of Preacher. The reading from the book of Sirach, chapter 44, verses 1 to 15, and Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10, verses 28 to 30. The first reading from the book of Sirach. Let us now pray, famous men, and our Father in their generations. The Lord apportioned to them great glory, His majesty from the beginning. There were those who ruled in their kingdom, and were men renowned for their power, giving counsel by their understanding and proclaiming prophecies. Leaders of the people in their deliberations and in understanding of learning for the people, wise in their war of instruction, those who composed musical tunes and set forth verses in writing, rich men furnished with resources, living peaceably in their habitation, all these were honored in their generation and were the glory of their time. There are some of them who have left a name, so that men declare their praise, and there are some who have no memorial, who have perished as though they had not lived. They have become as though they had not been born, and so have their children after them. But there were men of mercy who righted this have not been forgotten. Their prosperity will remain with their descendants and their inheritance to their children's children. Their descendants stand by the covenants, their children also for their sake. Their posterity will continue forever, and their glory will not be blotted out. Their body will bury in peace, and their name live to all generations. People will declare their wisdom, and the congregation proclaim their praise. The Gospel according to Mark. Peter began to say to him, Lo, we have left everything and followed you. Jesus said, Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brother or sisters or mother or father or children or land for my sake and for the gospel, who will not receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brother and sister and mother and children and land with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. Introducing theme. Following our forefathers' footsteps, heroic witnesses in the order's history. Christ and many witnesses in history teach us that we live in this life for a purpose. For example, in the short passage of Mark's Gospel today, when Peter, the head of the 12, asked Christ, Lo, we have left everything and followed you. Jesus said, Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brother or sisters or mother or father or children or land for my sake and for the gospel, who will not receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the age to come eternal life. We believe God shall fulfill what He promised, but so many times We let the three enemies mislead our life so that we only aim at temporal attraction, such as riches, fame, power, and fleshly satisfaction. They try to persuade us that either what God promised cannot be fulfilled or people have no strength to reach it. According to tradition, the church uses the solemn day, the 3rd of November, to celebrate all the saints in heaven. Her purpose is to remind all the faithful to meditate about the vocation to be holy of all people. The Dominican Order adds one more day, a week after All Saints' Day, to celebrate all the saints of the order. The purpose is to invite all the order members to follow the footsteps of all the saints of the order in order to be firm in their vocation to be holy and to help others to reach their final destiny. Development of the theme. First reading. Bracing of all the heroic Jewish ancestors in the history. First, the Jewish heroic witnesses in their history. The Book of Sirach was written after the Babylon exile of the Israelites, the period which their faith was tested and confirmed by many events which God did to them and to their enemies. The author wrote this book to invite them to look back at their history, to see all the heroes to confirm their faith in God. He reminded them generally, heroes of the following area. First, the heroic leader and kings. Before the Israelites have kings, they have many clear-minded and wise leaders are reported in the book of Judges. Then come to the time of kings. The most outstanding of all are the true kings, David and Solomon. Although they sinned and fell at everyone, but the important fact is that they recognized their sin, repented, and returned to God. Second, the advisor for leaders and kings. The advisor for the judges like Samuel and Nathan, or the prophets for the king at Isaiah, Jeremiah, Amos, etc. They were enlightened by God to know His will before they revealed to the leaders and the kings. Although they were despised, maltreated, persecuted, and killed, but they still had courage to speak and to witness for the truth. Third, those who wrote all the books of wisdom. The author of the book of Psalms, which the Israelites regarded as written or connected by King David, the book of Job, the book of Proverbs, the Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Songs, the book of wisdom, and the book of Sirach were enlightened by God to reveal God's wisdom for people by poems or stories. Second part, the Dominican saint. In parallel with heroes in the Jewish history, we also have many heroes of the Dominican order after 800 years of establishment. Due to the limit of time, we can only mention a few of the important ones. Fert, the founder of the order, Saint Dominic. If one wants to find out the reason why the Dominican order has so many saints and in so many areas, one cannot overlook the life of the founder saint. Because of his establishment of the order, their son and daughter were successful on the way to holy life. The Blessed Jordan of Saxony wrote about him as follows. He displayed his true poverty by sight, by rest, and by his behavior. Content in prayer, great in compassion by pouring out tears for his children, and he was fervent in zeal for souls. His works testify, and his virtue and miracles give witness to what kind of man lived among us on earth. What kind of man even now live with God in the last days, in which we have translated his holy body from its undefiled sepulcher to a venerable tomb. It's clear from the sight walked there, and is robed by his virtue. With all these things, our Redeemer, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is glorified, who deigned to choose such a man as his servant and set him over as our Father. His ideal now breathes light into our rule, and the example of his shining sanctify and claim us. And Encyclical Letter 1223, page 182 to 85. Second, the angelic doctor, Saint Thomas Aquinas. This is the saint whom many consider he had possessed the angelic knowledge. The private work which he left behind, among so many other works, is the Summa Theologiae, of which the Church still refers to solve problems in many areas, especially in the dogmatic and moral area. Third, the saint of the suffer and the poor, Saint Martin the poet. Many people are surprised when they learn the Dominican order had a saint like Saint Martin the poet. He didn't work a great work like the founder saint, or possess wide knowledge as Saint Thomas Aquinas, but only did many small and normal work as a cooperator brother, but with a rated love. He let God charity and the founder love permeate his soul in order to love all people, especially the poor and the sick. He took care of all these suffered as he did for God himself. Third point, the good fame is all what the heroes wish to leave there for their descendants. Many Jewish and Vietnamese ancestors recognize the main inheritance to leave for their descendants is the good fame, as many proverbs said at, a dead tiger leaves his skin, a dead person leaves his fame. Or, if one possesses some virtue, he can live a good life with them. Or, good parents leave their virtue for their children. They don't wish to leave money, nor great material inheritance for their children, but a spiritual inheritance of virtue, because they know it will be necessary for them. The author of the book of Sirach had the same idea where he stretched what the Jewish elders left behind for their descendants. First, their descendants must keep God's covenant. God repeated many times what he had promised with the Israelite ancestor. If you and your descendants keep my covenant and walk in my way, I will bless and protect you all day of your life. No power on earth can touch and destroy you. Genesis chapter 17. The first law they and their descendants must keep is to love God above all things. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 6 to 7. After that, they must love neighbors as themselves. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 13, verse 18b. Second, the difficulty will happen and our opportunity for them to purify their faith and learn other virtue on the way to perfection. They must overcome all trials to keep their faith and be perfected. Many people fell under the pressure of difficulties and got far away from God. Third point. If they keep God's covenant, their descendants shall remain forever. When God blesses and protects anyone, their descendants shall be remained forever. In contrary, when God turns his face away, that person and his descendants shall be wiped out on the mountain and in history. Many generations after them still remember their heroes in their history. Those who did wicked shall be forgotten right after they die. The Gospel. The reward for those who left everything to follow Christ. First, the conditions one must have to follow Christ. First, to give up material things. The Gospel stretches two elements. First, it's the house where one needs for eating, drinking, and resting. Second, it land where one works to earn his living. Christ requires one to give up the two basic things before he can become his disciple and choose you all of one time for preaching of the good news. Second point. To give up one's parents and all members of his family. When one is called for preaching the good news, he cannot put his parents and all members of his family above God. Moreover, when his parents recognize God's will for him, they must be happy for him and find all necessary means so that their son can fulfill his vocational call. No parent can prevent him because they want him to marry, to have descendants, or to take care of them when they grow old. The preaching of good news must be the first duty of a person before God. Third, to give up one's will. Today's passage doesn't have to give up one's own will as in other passages. See Mark chapter 8, verses 34 to 38, Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 to 28, and Luke chapter 9, verses 23 to 27. But it is an important factor at many said. If one cannot give up his will to do God's will, one shall gradually take everything back, things he gave up before following Christ. Second part. What a cry, disciple will be rewarded. First, persecution. When one follow Christ to break the good news, he shall be persecuted, a cry often reminds his disciple. A servant isn't above his master, nor a student his teacher, etc. If they persecuted me, they shall also persecute you. But have courage, because I won over them. A disciple had a reason to welcome the persecution, as St. Paul when he wrote, I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. See Rome chapter 8, verse 18. Second, to receive a hundredfold comparing what one gave up. Third, when one gives up his parents and all the members of his family, he shall have many other parents, brothers, and sisters in God's spiritual family. Second, about how and land. A disciple during the time he preached the good news, God, through his help of his faithful, shall give generously all which are necessary for the preacher's health and thing for the success of the preaching of the good news. The experience of many priests and religious brothers and sisters are proofs of this fact. Third, the eternal life. In heaven, the most notable reward which one shall possess is God himself, because when one had God, he had everything. St. Paul expresses well this fact as follows. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn with a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. See Rome chapter 8, verses 29 to 30. Application in life. First, we must firmly believe in God's promises. What he promises, it shall be fulfilled. Second, we need to read the scripture and the history of all Dominican saints in order to find the zeal which shall help us to be firm on the way to our perfection. We need to practice virtue to have courage to overcome difficulties, persecution, and all temptation which the three enemies offer to us in this world. Amen.